Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from the new movie Blackjack, the Jackie Ryan story. Director Danny A and streetball legend Jackie Ryan. Welcome to the show, gentlemen. Oh, we got tricks right off the bat.
Hey,
right off the bat.
What are you doing over there?
It's great.
With my balls.
You are playing with your balls right there. That is impressive. Listen, I think it's the craziest thing, Jackie. I just got to start off with this. I'd never been to Coney Island in my life. I'm there for some sort of event. My first time. It's really cool. I'm walking around literally on the street on the boardwalk. There's, you know, thousands of people. This is pre-COVID. Thousands of people walking around. Is that the picture? I'm walking. Jackie stops me and says, hey, are you just? Did you even mention that you're friends with Danny, or did you just ask for a picture?
I didn't know.
No, that's right. You just asked me for a picture, right?
Yeah.
So funny. So he just randomly asked me for a picture. You know, we take a pic, whatever. I go about my day, and then Danny later on tells me that he's doing this movie about this streetball legend from Coney Island. And then Danny goes, "Wait a minute, he's met you." I go, "I met him." He's like, "Literally, you met him on the street." I go, "I did." I go, "What a trip!" Then he sends me a picture. I'm like, "I remember that guy. What a trip."
To be fair, Mario treated me the same way for a month. Like, I don't know who you are.
No, I was cool, right, Jackie? I was cool.
Yo, you could have easily said no because people were coming up to you and you were so generous. Yeah, take a picture. And you had to get back into the. I think you're doing some MMA fighting thing. And
yeah.
That hangar
thing.
Tent at Coney Island.
Yeah.
And I was like the last one. I was like, yo, Mario, can we get a picture? And you said yes. So.
Well, Jackie, the picture was kind of weird because Mario was standing there and your head just goes like this.
I'm just really glad Mario did it because this would be really awkward right now if he said no.
Yeah, right. Exactly. No, exactly. Exactly. It would have been. I just think that's such a crazy, crazy story. Cut to now there's a movie about your life and Danny and I go way back, as you know. So let's get into it. Danny, how did you actually get to know Jackie and become familiar with this story, and why was it important for you to tell it?
Well, I met Jackie when I was 16 years old. I was playing, my park in Brooklyn was Avenue O and East 12th. And I would go there every day and play basketball in the summer, sometimes after school, if the weather was nice. One day this guy shows up, I'll never forget in my life. His legs were this big. It was like, he was wearing these little shorts. He has long blonde hair and a mustache. And he gets off his bicycle, he puts it inside. He doesn't really know anyone in the park, and he calls next. Now, everyone, you know how it is in the park. Everyone knows each other. This guy calls next. His time comes. He starts playing. And when I tell you, he did not miss a shot. Not one. He literally would come down, boom.
Just money all day, huh?
It was unbelievable. I promise you, it was unbelievable. I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, this guy is incredible, right? I'm 16. He leaves. Everyone's like, who is this guy? I don't know. I've never seen him. He's unbelievable. He's unbelievable. Years go by. I see him at Manhattan Beach, which is another park by the beach in Brooklyn. And I'm like, this guy is incredible. I don't know who he is. I just see him around. Years later, I'm at Chelsea Piers. I'm playing basketball, and this guy's there, and he's shooting. Bam, 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 making all these shots. And he keeps talking to everyone. You know, they're making a movie about me. I'm like, so I'm, you know, curious. I'm like, who's making a movie? And he tells me the name of the person, which I'm not going to repeat, but it is the biggest name in Hollywood. And I'm thinking to myself, I mean, that's impossible, right? I call the guy, and it's true. I love this guy's story. He starts telling about he fell when he was 12. His wrist has got this weird thing, and he can never miss a shot. So I obviously say, can I get involved? I'd love to talk to the guy. They said, yeah, if you can get a hold of him and blah, blah, blah. And that's how it all started. And it was 8 years ago, Jack?
8 years ago? Oh, the movie started, yeah.
Yeah, it was like,
I met you 40 ago. Years yeah. ago.
And Jack, you just started playing.
Wait, hold on. Somebody wants to say hello.
Okay.
Who it is? Danny.
Hey, my dad.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good.
Nice to meet you. Cool. What's your name?
Morgan.
Nice to meet you, Morgan.
Mario, did you see what she can do with a basketball? We've been doing halftime shows since she's 1 year old. She does all the crazy stuff that I do.
Really?
We had a great
Morgan is a big part of the story in the movie, which you're going to see on next Sunday.
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to the premiere there. Oh, that's awesome. Very nice to meet you, Morgan.
You too.
So
if we need any more questions. By the way, Jen's here too, if you want to ask her a question.
Okay, Jackie,
she might kill me though.
Jackie, did the love for basketball just because it was like in your neighborhood and you just started kind of picking it up and then you loved it from there?
I'll tell you how it happened. So growing up, I grew up in a great neighborhood, Irish, Italian, hardworking people, firemen, cops, construction workers. My dad was a longshoreman. Our park was right around the corner. Big softball leagues, all the bars in the neighborhood in Brooklyn. You know, basketball court was great competition. People came from all over to play at that park. Handball courts, people just hung out, the swings, you know, the whole thing. It was a whole gigantic block.
Cool.
So growing up, my older brother was 4 years older than me. You know, he was one of the better guys in the park playing basketball. And I saw all the love and respect that he received. And I said, Randy, can you teach me how to play? So I remember he taught me how to shoot. He taught me how to play. Man, I fell so in love with basketball. That's all I did, morning, noon, and night. And when I was killing all my friends, he said, you're not playing with your friends anymore. You're playing with my friends. I'm like, no way, I'm going to get killed. I was 12. They were 16. When I was killing all his friends, he said, we're not playing at this park anymore. We're going to the more competitive park. So he opened my eyes to go seek out the older talent, the bigger guys, the better guys, so I would get better. And so that's what I did on my bicycle. I would just go hit different parks, and that's how I met Danny. Like, I would call it fresh meat.
Yeah.
I love going to a park where nobody knows me, because I would go there. And even when I was younger, I was the little white guy. So I was the last one picked. And then, you know, steam was coming out of my ears, like I had to prove something.
Right.
So I went to all these different parks. And when I was killing everybody in Brooklyn, I said, let me see how good I really am. Let me go to this park in Greenwich Village, West 4th Street, The Cage, which is one of the top three basketball streetball courts in the world. And I went there and, you know, and I was on the next game and I was playing and that's it.
Wow. And the legend was
I got my name at West 4th. If you get a name at West 4th, you're set at West 4th.
Yeah. I bet. Oh man, they threw a monkey wrench in their whole perception. A little white boy coming out and just pooping it up right there, which I think is so cool.
Mario, now it's even better because, you know, I'm 59. So I go to a court. There's no way they're picking me, but I've got video because now you can have video. And I know going to a different court, I have somebody filming what I do to these young kids. Like the last one I did in some park in Brooklyn, I got the ball in a corner. I shot it on purpose off the side of the backboard, right? It came back to me. There was three young black kids jumping up and down because they saw that happen. It came back to me. I looked at my watch. The guy that was covering me instinctively turned around to go get the rebound. I looked at my watch, hit the bank shot. The guys in the park, they ran right out of the park.
That's amazing.
Dribbling the ball around their backs and just all this craftiness that I learned over the years. And I'm able to hang because I was always a good shooter. So, yeah, going into a park with fresh meat, I love that. And by the way, when I go to Danny's house on his own court,
yeah,
I hope that's filmed because I'm going to catch him turning around looking for the ball.
Well, two things. Two things. One, I think it's incredibly inspirational that you're still hooping and balling, even at 59. I love that. And number two, how is my boy Danny's skills on the hoops there?
You know what? I got to give it to him. He can play.
Oh, Danny, look at that. And I thought you were acting the whole time.
No. Let me tell you something, Mario. All right, we grew up in Brooklyn. Brooklyn basketball is king.
Yeah.
Okay? Danny averaged 26 points a game in high school in Brooklyn. By the way, so did I at John Jay High School. But anybody that averages 26 points a game at a high school in Brooklyn, you got to have game.
Damn, Danny?
Danny play. Yeah, Danny is like one of those little cats. He just runs around the court. He never gets tired. He's running all over the place. And he can shoot. Like, we've had on-set shooting contests. And I thought I would win every contest. I didn't. But look, the showdown goes down at Danny's house next week.
That is awesome. Okay. And I've never gotten an invite. But full disclosure.
Stop it.
But here, full disclosure, I wouldn't invite me either. Because the thing about basketball, which I like, but the thing about basketball is it's during wrestling season. And I wrestled my whole life. So I didn't even touch a basketball. Plus, not too many Mexicans are out there playing basketball. I didn't even touch a basketball until I was like 20-something, I think.
I remember inviting you to a game in my house. And you were like, well, last time I played basketball, I had to punch somebody. Like, somebody got in my... I was like, okay, stay home.
I know, that's why I don't play. No, I'll play with friends. I got to figure it out. Let's go play with friends. All right, wait a minute. I want to make sure I cover everything. This movie sounds like it's just a great story to tell. Danny, was it difficult recreating a lot of the basketball scenes to find the authenticity?
Yes. So when I decided to do this movie, the number one thing that I said to myself, because all my friends, everyone knows I'm a big basketball fan, I cannot get the basketball wrong. I can do little things and change the story to make sure that we tell it in one summer. I can, you know, if Peter Vesey really, you know, scouted Jackie and 14th Street Y. Hi! What up, Court? Happy birthday!
Honey, Danny could really play accordingly. He could really play basketball.
Met him? We know he plays basketball.
Well, I know he said he could play basketball. I didn't know he could really play. I'm breaking your balls. But go on. So I know because you're passionate about it, you made sure the authenticity. Right.
So when I broke down the script and we started doing the budget, I told my DP and my producers, look, I need these 3 days where I'm actually going to do the basketball scenes, mm-hmm. the big tryout for the Nets, the one-on-one at the end of the movie. I need all the toys that I can get. I want 3-4 cameras. I want a drone. I want a Steadicam. I want a handheld. I want a dolly. I want to be able to shoot in all different cameras. And then I envisioned when I watch movies like Hoosiers and stuff like that, it's very choreographed and it was very like set and it didn't really feel right. I decided with a Steadicam, I can just follow the players and really feel that shakiness and really give you that energy. And I feel like we did a great job with that. And I'll let you see that in the premiere.
Well, I can't wait. And I think it's awesome.
It was very, very important. I think we really captured that. We really did.
That's fantastic, man. And I love that that we get to see your daughter portrayed in the film. And I'm sure that's going to be a really cool dynamic to see. Listen, before I let you guys go, I'm going to put you on the spot real quick with quick questions, quick answers. You can go one at a time real quick. Favorite show you've binged during quarantine?
Three's Company.
Love it.
I don't remember the name of it.
All right, fair enough. We'll go with Three's Company. What's a song you know all the words to?
Ice Ice Baby.
Happy birthday.
All-time favorite basketball player?
Michael Jordan.
Dr. J, then Michael Jordan took over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Dr. J for me at first, and then Michael Jordan took over.
I like that. Okay. Little nod to the past there. Well, gentlemen, congratulations on the film Blackjack. The Jackie Ryan story is available on demand October 30th. Danny, Jackie, thanks so much for checking in.
Mario, it's good to see you. Your hair looks great.
Thank you. Made the day. I'll call you later, pal.
All right.
Take care, Jack.
Thank you. Bye, Jackie.
Okay, bye.
On with Mario Lopez.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.